time to visit L'Acadie with Notes on Notes. This is all in a day's discourse on music. We introduce you to a notable guest and their chosen piece, which they analyze and maybe hum. They investigate the harmonies, they turn it on its head, and they reveal their passion and curiosity for the music that they have chosen. Here is this week's edition of Notes on Notes.
Hi, I'm Casey Como for Notes on Notes. The piece I've chosen is Jolie Louise by Daniel Lanois. This is a song about a family that falls apart, perhaps because of a layoff, perhaps because of underlying issues, and it's sort of a tragic folk song in a sense.
What is it about this song that makes it so powerful?
I think it's powerful in part because it's so simple, but it has everything it needs and nothing more, which is a very good way to make music. I think there's no need for extra flourishes or extra effects on things if it's not called for. And if you're telling a really simple story with simple words, having a nice simple accompaniment to go with that can really resonate quite strongly.
This song is in both English and French. In fact, the narrative almost swaps line for line. Why do you think Daniel Lanois wanted it to be told this way?
I'm not sure why he would have wanted it to be told this way, but I know that a lot of my family speaks kind of line for line French and English back and forth, and it seems to be a very common thing for Francophone Canadians to have a lot of English creep into the language. It's obviously not common at all for Anglophones to speak French in the middle of sentences, but the other way for sure. And so it's kind of a typical Canadian and typical of this region where Daniel Lanois was born, where there is a lot of French and English, and for the Francophones there's a lot of crossover with the languages.
Daniel Lanois was born in Gatineau, and this character also is from Gatineau or near Gatineau in the song, but the record is called Acadie, and you are of Acadian descent. Does that have resonance for you, the fact that this record speaks to your past?
Well, I think yes, and I think particularly this song with the accordion bits that sound very almost Cajun, really, and there were parts of it that were recorded in New Orleans and mixed in New Orleans. So, yeah, there's a definitely resonance there for me that's personal. And I'm not sure where that comes from or why that's true, but it certainly seems as soon as I hear those kinds of melodies and that sort of sound that my heart sort of moves toward it, for sure.
What is the significance of music for Acadians?
Well, in the environments where I was growing up, it wasn't so much that it had significance is that it was just an integral part of what went on. I think music allows us an opportunity to align with one another. And so when we had family gatherings, it was just normal for there to be music, for people to be singing and doing the same things all together at the same time. So I think it's a real unifier on a very basic level. My kids are small, 4 and 3. I drink the rum till I can't see.
It hides the shame Louise does not see. Jolie Louise has a very sad ending. Why do you think the song ends the way it does?
Not sure why it ends that way, but I do find it interesting that the music itself, the melody and the orchestration is quite upbeat, very simple but very lively and quite almost happy sounding, but each verse seems to get sadder and sadder and sadder. Just progressively, there's no sort of upswing at the end. It just goes right down into basically the poor man has fallen apart and he's lost his family. And I don't know that there's a reason for that, but it's certainly a story that happens. Kids are gone and so is Louise. On patio did it go near La Ville de Toronto.
one of the values of this song is definitely its simplicity.
Mm.
Who taught you about how beautiful or how perfect less could be in a song?
I spend a lot of time at a Zen monastery, sitting with my life and seeing what's going on. And it becomes increasingly interesting when you just look at the sort of the very concrete details about what's going on without cluttering it up with all kinds of things. And I think that has informed my music for sure and informed this particular choice of a song at this point. I think previously, simple, say before I started doing Zen practice, simple songs would make me feel a certain way, and I knew that there was a feeling associated with it that I really enjoyed. But then over time I came to understand that really it's all about appropriateness. And sometimes it's great to have big crashing loud sounds and all kinds of stuff. There's no one particular way that works. It's about putting the right things at the right order in the right combination. And the lyrics of this song are also very simple. There's nothing flashy about the turn of phrase. I mean, it's kind of fun that he plays with the French and English, but he's just very, very straightforward lyrics with a very, very straightforward song and a heavy, heavy story underneath. Now my tears, they roll down to measure. For Notes on Notes, I'm Casey Comer. And the promises that we made.
Casey Como is a singer-songwriter with her band The Half Milers, and Casey's Notes on Notes pick is Daniel Lanois' Jolie Louise, which you can find on his album Acadie. It is 10 and a half minutes before 5 o'clock.